HealthNow.com.
The Dow plunges 3%. Why? Fears of the euro crisis spreading big time. They say even oil could top 150 a barrel. Yikes. Run for cover. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We always talk about the buzz in our backyards. The buzz in our backyard should be about this and about what we're going to do with this economy that is tanking. It's like we've hit the iceberg with the Titanic and we don't even realize it, but we're all going to be running for the rafts. As soon as it gets to the point where more people wake up and say, whoa, what are we doing here? What is happening in the United States? And it's that groundswell emanating out of Washington, D.C. So we're going to talk about the Republican debates. There are eight people who would like to replace Barack Obama. It'll boil down to one. Will a Republican have a real shot at the incumbent this time around, the Democrat, or not? I think that people are certainly reacting and starting to wake up to what they're seeing. Many of you in this great audience around the country respond. If you don't respond by jumping on the line with me, boy, you send those emails, and I love it. I love it because the sleeping giant, at least in our little corner of the world, has absolutely awoken, and the sleeping giant is not happy. And that, my friends, is a good thing. An alert America, an alert people can affect change. I really, truly believe power to the people. It is true. If you look at things that have happened lately, you can see it in action. You can see it in action. I'll give you one small example. It's kind of a nothing burger, but the $5 fee that Bank of America was going to slap on everybody that uses their bank for the debit card. All you had to do is once a month use it, boom, you get the $5 fee so they can collect more money from you. There was enough outrage that Bank of America trembled and decided, ooh, people are taking their money out of this bank. Maybe we got to get rid of this fee. It's too risky because we're losing too many customers, and they responded. It's brilliant when that works. That's just a tiny, tiny example. And there are many others. The more vocal you are, the more you pound on the politician's door, the more things get done. Too bad that what happened at Penn State, people weren't more aware of what was going on there. What a scandal that has turned out to be. And the world woke up and found out, and boy, everybody, I don't care where you live, everybody is talking about Penn State. Who knew what? How could they have waited so long? How come Jerry Sandusky was allowed to have an office after he retired in 99? And how come after a then graduate student, Mike McQuarrie, who saw Sandusky in a shower with molesting a young boy, how come Joe Paterno and others didn't go to the police? So earlier in the day, if you tuned into any radio station, including all the ones that I'm on right now, for at least a short amount of time, you would have heard a mention of this, a story about this, some sound from people reacting about Penn State and what went on there. And most of the calls, I'd say probably 80%, you would have had people saying, oh, come on, this guy has to go. So when I woke up, I heard Governor Tom Corbett saying that this board, this Penn State board of trustees, needs to do something fast. Here's what he said.
I have urged the board to deal with this quickly and swiftly.
Steve Spurrier, who earned his stripes in college football and was the man for a very long time, said this, knowing Joe Paterno well.
My thoughts are like everyone else in the country. It's one of the saddest, most tragic series of events I think we've ever seen. Coach Joe did what he had to do. He's a good friend, and I certainly admire everything he's done in the coaching profession.
All right, he said that, but then late on Wednesday night, here's what John Surma told the world about Joe Pa.
Joe Paterno is no longer the head football coach, effective immediately.
And you could hear the reaction there. The kids on that campus starting a little riot, going to Paterno's house and screaming his name still. Are they even thinking about what's going on with these victims and what happened on their campus? So there was some crazy reaction to this. Jay in Kentucky, you get the first crack this hour. Hello.
How you doing, Kate?
Good. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, I just want to play devil's advocate here. Not that I'm condoning any of this, because it's definitely a tragedy with this. I wouldn't even call him a man. He's a pedophile, what he has done.
Yeah.
But now, people in high power get accusations thrown at them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This kid comes up to Joe Pa and says, hey, I just caught your defensive coach doing this in the shower with some young boy. And Joe Pa's probably thinking to himself, hey, yeah, right. So he talks to him, is there any truth to this? And the guy's, no. But he goes, he has to report it because there was a report made. He tells his superior. If the superiors follow up with it and find out in their minds nothing's wrong, then Joe Pa doesn't press the issue. I mean, it's a longtime friend, and he, in his mind, I'm guessing, doesn't see this guy doing this. You know, I mean, if I'm thinking to one of my good friends, I'm like, there's no way this guy did this. But he went to the higher up and made the report, and that's where it ended. And maybe Joe Pa thought, well, maybe this kid was just throwing accusations out. I mean, it's possible Joe Pa, being in his 60s at that time, I believe.
Sure.
Might have just dismissed it as, you know, just some stupid kid making allegations. I reported it, and nothing more came of it, so it must have just been, you know, an accusation.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that. He would have been in his 70s, and here's the thing. Sure, it's because somebody says that, a kid he liked goes to him and says that, absolutely, you're right. You can't just automatically say, well, do you show me the evidence or whatever it is. He goes to the higher-ups. But and ask Sandusky himself, and of course, what is Sandusky going to say? Oh, that's ridiculous.
No, there's no truth.
Right.
To that.
Right. Now, here's what will be interesting is he did report it. You're right about that. He did. He did push it up to the line at the university, and then it died. So he had to testify to the grand jury. They've got testimony from Joe Paterno. That's why it could be interesting if there's civil litigation, because he had to talk about it. And he did say the other day he wished he had done more. So he's admitting, he's saying
watch.
That.
Under his watch, I can see why he has to go. But maybe he is innocent in this, thinking that he reported it to the higher-up.
And why didn't
investigation?
Yeah.
And nothing came of it, so it must have been a false accusation in Joe's mind, maybe. No, I can't specify on what he was thinking.
Yeah, we don't know. We're up against it. We gotta let you go, Jay. But there is a lot of questions, absolutely. But I think Joe Paterno had to go. You cannot. You have got to go. You have got to stick up for those victims. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
On America Tonight, we're going to talk about the Republican debates, what came out this time, a couple of interesting things. I think it's fun to watch the debates because you can string together what Ron Paul's saying or Herman Cain's saying or Mitt Romney's saying and see if anything changes, or even the faces are changing and of course where they're being held, and that has an impact on it. You had CNBC doing this one, and it was in Michigan, and it was supposed to focus on the economy, although there were a couple of questions about Herman Cain, but just a couple at the very beginning, and boy, did the crowd react. Did the crowd react to that, and that just killed it. There was no going back on the Cain stuff. It was all about the economy after that, and what would you do if you were president kind of questions. And I bet you the ratings would be pretty good. I bet you the ratings would be pretty high for CNBC. That's why they jumped all over that. So this is America Tonight. I am Katie D, and we are talking about all of it and mashing it up here on the show. It is absolutely, we're at the crossroads of what's going on in America, be it a small town or somewhere in the suburbs close to a big city or in the big city itself. A lot of the conversation over Joe Paterno and a lot of the conversation starting to die, in a sense, over the whole Herman Cain sexual harassment stuff. I can't wait to see some of these polls that are coming up after the fact and see if they're changed whatsoever. And something we should definitely be talking about is the stock market and the rest of the world crashing around us in Europe because of the nonsense there that has happened. It's spreading like wildfire, and unfortunately it affects us because it's that you know, that whole fear factor when it comes to what happens to our stocks. That's why the Dow plunged 3.2%. The debt crisis that is just dragging on and on and on. So Italy's borrowing costs soared. And there's all kinds of nonsense going on in Italy. And so this is not a surprise. It's not a surprise that the Italian premier, who promised late Tuesday to step aside after a new budget is passed, but there's a lot of concern about the transition into a new government and what that's going to be like, and these crazy economic reforms that Italy has to somehow, you know, they got to do something because they have to remain solvent. And there's not a big, easy, quick solution here. It's everything's negative. Italy, you want to know what theirs is? $2.6 trillion in debt is too large for other European countries to rescue. And especially when we're talking about the emergency loans that Greece is getting. So they're not going back there again. It's not happening. So this is nasty stuff, nasty. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Mr. Dan.
I knew I was going to be next when you were playing my theme song.
Da-da-da-da, bad to the bone. I never get tired of that. I love that song.
Me too, babe. Okay, I got one for you. This couple were attending a nudist colony and a little retreat there. And so the man was sitting on the bed, you know, waiting for his wife so they could go out to the pool. And she comes out and she starts staring herself at a full-length mirror. He says, what are you doing, honey? She says, I'm admiring my birthday suit. He said, well, before you take that out to the pool, you better iron it first.
That was good, but I'm bump. I like it.
Okay. On this European thing, look, they would like to try to do a United States of America, but they don't have any way to consolidate the printing of money for all the rest of the member states. So until they get that ratified and set into motion, they're going to continue to have these situations to where one state pulls down the rest of them. And since each state can't print its own money, it's going to be a continuing little revolving door. And eventually it'll bring down the euro and Europe and, in that regard, us, because we have got multi-billion dollar backup loans to trillion dollar backup loans to Europe in the banking system there to try to keep the world economy going. And, you know, where are we going to get it? I mean, China's only got so much money that we can borrow. So I feel that this is a very dire situation. And so.
Oh, it is, because you know what? You're seeing gold. Gold is going toward 1800 or more.
Yeah.
Boy, my prediction that gold could be over 2000 is not too far away.
Oh, you are so right on that. I figure before the first of the year, we'll hit 2 grand.
Yep, and, absolutely.
I'll be going after my own private supply of that next spring, and I know where to go. And
there you go. Take us with you.
No, honey. There shall be some feminine companionship, but since you're already occupied by Paul, I don't think he'd appreciate me taking you anywhere.
I love that. You're hilarious. Send us a photograph of all that gold you have hidden away. We want to see it.
No, I shall be Silent Dan from that point on.
I love that, Silent Dan. Yeah. All right, good conversation. Thanks, my friend. It's always fun here in America Tonight. We wouldn't be here if we weren't having fun. 800-259-5791. You know, talking about the European situation, like I said, it's beyond huge. And what he's talking about and what Dan's talking about, he was dead on right. Italy could ultimately, I'm trying to figure out how to put this so it makes sense. A plus B equals C, right? So you look at this, the U.S. economy could be hurt by a financial contagion, as somebody was talking to me earlier today, talking about that. If the Eurozone debt crisis hits all these European countries, like Italy, which we know it is, then you look at people like Moody's, you know, the ratings agency, and they've warned that any departure from a growth range, which is 1.5% and 2.5% to 2.5% in 2012 would have massive implications for the United States, our own rating, because it's a contagion. And it's a contagion because it would have to go through the banking system. That's why. So it would be very similar to what we had happen with the Lehman bankruptcy in 2008 when the banks became very unfriendly toward each other and didn't lend. They didn't lend. So everything freezed up. The financial lines were frozen to companies and individuals, and they were so tight. And you know, what's interesting is, like, the interbank market has become only marginally tighter because some banks are less willing to lend because they're trying to prepare themselves for write-offs coming from the Greek debt and whatever comes next. So this is the problem. It creates an even bigger problem. It triggers a freeze. I mean, that's the best way to explain it. It exposes U.S. banks to bonds issued by Greece, Italy, or any other European country. So are the banks stronger now than they were, our banks, than in 2008? Yes, but only so much so. And Moody's has a negative outlook already on the U.S. So stripping this AAA rating, whether we think it's nonsense or not, is not good. It has an impact. And this all stems from the country shaped like a boot. Really, Greece. Greece, Italy, and whoever else you throw into that bag. And it's a little complicated when you try to dive too deep into it. It really is A, B, and C, and it centers around banks. It's the banks. And what happens is ultimately it becomes a domino effect. We know that. And then as it rolls on, it will for sure touch the U.S. That's why you're going to see gold continue to rise. That's why you're going to see silver rise, precious metals, all that kind of stuff. If there was ever a time to diversify, I'm not a stockbroker. And you hear that here on the GCN network, let's face it. And Ted Anderson will tell you that. You know, it may dip. You may have some dips here and there. But honestly, the way gold has been, it's been incredible. And for a good reason, because of the things, the fears, and what we're seeing with the monetary systems. Crazy. Coming up, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to hit the mailbag because it overfloweth. And a lot of you wanted to talk about the Republican debate in Michigan. You had a few thoughts on that. So we're going to go there next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Warning. This content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Feeling a little bit of the boot. The Dow 3% lower on this euro crisis that's spreading like wildfire. The scene at State Campus in Happy Valley at Penn State, where I actually wanted to go to school, it was just crazy. There was riots when there was an announcement that Joe Paterno was gone. But that story is far from over. It has to go through the criminal courts, and we'll see what happens with Jerry Sandusky. The grand jury decided there was plenty to indict him on, 40 counts in fact, and who knew what, and all this other stuff. I think we're going to be hearing about this mess for a long time to come. It's sad for the victims, certainly. And we're going to hear more from the Republican candidates because there's more debates to be had. For goodness sake, it's the best reality television around when you're getting good ratings because everybody's watching this. Democrats are watching this. People that have an independent stripe are watching it. There are lots of different people that are watching the debates. And Michigan, I don't think, will be any exception. It was a tough, time for Rick Perry, the governor of Texas. He kind of stumbled, I think kind of. He was unable to think of the name of one of the cabinet agencies that he wanted to eliminate. He was asked that question. See, it's like he kind of set himself up for that, though, because he wanted to bail on the debates. You know, when you don't want to do something and you have it in your mind like, it's a trap, I don't like it, I'm not, whatever it is, and you go against your intuition, what usually happens? And I really think I talked to someone who was close with Perry, and he really wanted nothing to do with the debates after Florida, but he jumped back in. All right, let's go to Robert in Connecticut. Hey, Robert.
Yes, good evening.
Hello.
I mean, if Rick Perry has a problem debating his fellow Republicans, what's he going to do if he ever has the nomination and debating Obama? Good night, Loretta, for him.
I know, and he's not going to be there. He's not the guy. No, no, no.
Well, that's beside the point. I called about, I don't know, you were on WFAN in New York, and I get it. And I was trying to get that station, and I came on your station by mistake. So
you did? By mistake, you jumped on this one? Okay.
Yes, and good. I'm glad you moved on between what do you call it? Who has the best fastball and this and that, and good. I think you'll do well.
Thank you.
In your new endeavor, and
thanks.
I wish you the best.
Thanks, Robert. I appreciate that. You take care.
Okay.
How about that? I used to do something on WFAN. It was a lot of fun. In fact, I was in New York when 9/11 happened. I've talked about that before, and then went on to do politics and sports and other things combined. So 800-259-5791. How about Rod in PA? Hey, Rod, how are you?
Okay, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
I just think there's been way too many of these Republican debates, and I think you're fat.
Sorry about that. See you later. I was talking about the Republican debates and the fact that I think it's, at first I thought there were, it's actually at first I thought there were too many of the debates, and then when I started to listen to them a little bit more, I don't know, I don't necessarily think it's, I think there's things that you can pick out of them, whether it's fixing the economy or what's going on with Europe or what the current headlines, you know, whatever the current situations are, to see how they handle it, how the candidates handle, whatever the current crisis is. I mean, it seems to be the same thing, the deficit, healthcare, that kind of stuff, and then the usual fare, whether it's something comes up about abortion or gay marriage. But there haven't been that many of the other issues. It really has centered around the monetary system, and it makes sense because here's the thing. When you have that high unemployment, and it's really higher than, I believe, than the 9.1, if it's really double digits, if it's 16, if it's whatever it is, and certainly in Nevada it's that way, in parts of California it for sure it is, you know, what are people going to be concerned with? You can't help it. You have bills, you have children, you have stress, you have 2 and 3 jobs, you're exhausted, you're being bombarded by information, and you got to figure out a way to make it all work. And you know, a lot of people, it's not that they want people to whine for them that it's so rough, but it takes its toll, and too many Americans are falling into that situation where they can't get out. They're trying, they're climbing, they're trying to get out of debt, they're trying to get out of whatever their current crisis of the moment is, and most of it surrounds the economy. It's the taxes. What's happening with small businesses and that they're stuck and they can't hire? What's going on with jobs and real opportunities? Are too many of those opportunities going elsewhere? And the fact that we're definitely not making a lot of things. And the not making a lot of things has hurt in the sense that you got people that, they can't find those. They can't find those jobs they normally had readily available to them. All right, I said we were going to go to the mailbag, so I want to make sure that we do that here this hour because so many have sent in thoughts about Joe Paterno or other things, the economy, and also the Republican debate. So let's go to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Woo!
All right, this one's from Jack, who listens to us, faithful listener, in Austin, Texas. Jack says, Kate, I have no idea what Tomas in Michigan was thinking. I can, and usually he's a good caller, I can only assume that he was thinking about politics and other things, and sports isn't really his bag, because the Joe Paterno nonsense and the nonsense of what happened at Penn State was an atrocity and should not be tolerated anywhere. It's just outrageous. And it is too bad that an iconic guy like Paterno goes out after all these years in this particular way. But I think there's more shenanigans that went on that we even know that will certainly come out once this all goes to trial. Well, that's the thing. There was enough, I said this already, there was enough for the grand jury to indict, and they also nipped two others that are out on bail, rather, because they perjured themselves in front of the grand jury. And with Paterno, he obviously talked to the grand jury, and so did Mike McQueary, and down the line, so more of that will come out as we get into the trial situation. And the school, they definitely had to act, the trustees, because they knew that what's going to happen ultimately is there's going to be suits, if it's 10 years from now or however long it takes, there's going to be suits against Penn State. There's probably going to be lawsuits against Joe Paterno. I mean, who they go after, it could be a combination of both. But for sure, we know that's going to happen. All right, let's take another one here. This is from Sherman. Sherman says, oh, the Republican debates, aren't we hearing much of the same? Except for when it comes to that fool, Rick Perry. You're always so gracious about Perry, but I know that you want to nail him just as much as I do. The guy is an idiot. He is a helmet head. He does not know what's happening in this country. Why was he ever talked into jumping into the race? I do not see him as a serious presidential candidate. He's just burning through money. He couldn't even name three agencies that he would dump if he was president. And that's what it's all about, knowing the cabinet positions. Maybe they should have a quiz before they get to run for president. Rick Perry struggled. But I don't think he's a serious candidate now, because you can see it in the numbers. He's fallen too far off the map. You know, the Republicans, the establishment says it's going to be Mitt Romney, no matter how many different places that you go through different polls and different then caucuses, of course, and primaries, that ultimately Romney is going to be the guy that still emerges. But can Mitt Romney beat Barack Obama? Let's take this one from Alice. Alice from Vermont. This is the first time I've ever emailed you, Kate. I know that you always say if you want to sound off, please send an email. Boy, it's so sad, the scandals lately between Herman Cain and Joe Paterno and Penn State. You've said it a few times. There are so many other serious things happening in this country, and you do focus on them often on the show. It is not the buzz in the backyard, though. The buzz in the backyard is the scandals. We are a nation of rubberneckers, and maybe that perhaps is the biggest problem. That's why those trashy magazines at the checkout stands always sell. People cannot help themselves. Whether it's true or not, they like the salacious details. And there's definitely some truth to that, because what's the number one type of news that a lot of people, especially younger people, will gravitate toward? It's celebrity gossip stuff. That's why you have the one television show TMZ and however many other entertainment shows that there are out there. Certainly there are people that just can't get enough of it. Speaking of entertainment news, guess who's out as the host of the Oscars? Eddie Murphy decided, forget about it, I'm not going to go there. So anybody who thinks they're funny, there's a job opening to host the Oscars. Meet me in a few.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
I love you, baby. Baby, I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
Some interesting things coming out of some of the reports from Politico. Sean Hannity's people at Fox News broke an interesting story. And here's what happened. We're going to let you hear a little snippet of, by the way, of Governor Rick Perry and what happened in his latest go-round with the debates, this time in Michigan. But check this out. You know, it's all about connecting the dots. And we've been hearing about Herman Cain. This Sunday will be 2 weeks. It first was dropped by Politico. The first hint that, okay, there were two women and they received payouts and signed confidentiality agreements because they were sexually harassed by Herman Cain. And then he was asked and said, I don't know what you're talking about. This is ridiculous. I never harassed anyone. So one of the women, her name has now come out, and she's had to come forward as a result of that, because I don't think originally she wanted that to happen. She works for the Treasury Department, and her name's Karen Krushar, and she got a $45,000 check from the National Restaurant Association in response to her complaint against Kane. And she told ABC News that Kane could be a monster, is what she described him as. Kane, of course, denied that he harassed anyone and said the allegations simply just didn't happen, that he never was inappropriate with anyone, period. So his campaign started to release, they did a press release where they targeted one of the women, the first woman that came out, Sharon Bilek, who was a education fund worker. She was the first to publicly accuse Kane of harassment. So his campaign released a press release saying she previously filed for bankruptcy and was the defendant in a bunch of lawsuits over the years, including a paternity matter. They also began running Google ads tied to Bilek's name, headline, "Get Past the Allegations and the Lies." The ads linked to an opposition research dumped the Kane campaign released on Bilek on Tuesday. So what they're saying is they began running the ads timed with this press conference, so not only to show up when readers searched her name, but also when they searched the term Herman Cain scandal. And they're doing a few other things to filter that out. But what's interesting, and what the Hannity folks came up with, is that Karen Krushar was related to a reporter at Politico, and Politico was the group that dropped, was the, the online publication that dropped the story in the first place. They reported the sexual harassment allegations against him almost 2 weeks ago. And it turns out that her son, Josh Krushar, was a former political reporter for Politico who left in June a year ago to work for the National Journal's hotline. And, he's saying in a Twitter message that he's not related to her. So now there's some confusion as to whether or not, he's related to somebody related to this woman. And that's what they talked about on Hannity, that it was confirmed. So then there was some confusion there. So it's a mess. It's a tangled little web that has been weaved together. Some of the details seem as though you can diffuse them, and then other details, you still just, you really just don't know. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. First off, I want to say high five, oorah, and simplify to Tomas. Happy birthday.
I know, I love that. Simplify. Why did I not think of that? My neighbor has a big flag that says that, yeah.
Well, you probably because you don't have maybe a son in the Marine Corps that attended his first ball for the first time in years.
Yeah, that's cool.
Anyway, I was listening to Bill Curtis. You know Bill Curtis from CBS Chicago?
Yes, famous Bill Curtis, yep.
Great man.
And probably great voice.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, I was listening to him, and I just about fell out of my chair, and I'm like, good for you, Bill. He came out with and he pronounces her name Bialek,
mm-hmm.
or Bialek. Anyway, saying it was probably the other way around in the car that she made the advances because she has a real history there at CBS, and it wasn't a good history, and I'm paraphrasing. But evidently this gal has a real interesting history of going after men.
Oh.
And this coming from Bill Curtis, yes, I'm going to believe it. It was on a link that I managed to pull up, thedailycandidate.com, I think it's called. And I think people ought to listen to it because Curtis does not shoot from the hip necessarily. He does his research, and he knows this woman personally. And when I heard him say that it was probably the other way around, I'm like, good for you.
Oh, well, if he knows her personally and had a, because he's a longtime CBS guy
Oh, yeah.
who's kind of bounced around, and there in Chicago, I would be curious about that, too. I would tend to agree with you. I think he has strong credentials.
See, there were two other men interviewed. They were much younger, and I don't remember the names. But they said, oh, yeah, she's got a history. And when they said it, you know what that meant, that
right.
he has a history
sure.
and involves me. Hey, face it. How many, well, I guess a lot of me, I don't know. But she's gone through four guys in the last 11 years, all of whom have quasi-supported her. And I'm sorry, I don't believe a word out of her mouth. And the second I heard Gloria Allred's name mentioned, I'm going, oh, yeah, she's lying. Mm-hmm.
Gloria Allred. Yeah, I'm not. I can admit I'm not a big fan of Gloria Allred's either. No way.
Troublemaker. But anyway, I feel for Herman Cain. I wasn't going to vote for him, but nonetheless. And the other woman that all the crap's coming out about. Look at her work history. She has had problems no matter where she has worked.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Are we to believe these women? I'm not. And I'm
I was going to say, that's the problem. The problem is, and I've told the story about the two places where I worked where the men were accused of sexual harassment and they didn't harass the people, but they got fired because the corporation was nervous about lawsuits. And the sad, you know what, Izzy, you know what the sad part is? Let's say that like Curtis is right with the one woman. We don't know, but let's say he's right and that story's right. You know how that hurts other people who have a legitimate claim, just absolutely can't. They're just wallflowery kind of people. They're not like you and I. They're not going to kick some butt and say, listen, I'm not dealing with that. Or they're just not.
Real quick, I want to qualify what I said the other night about these, because it was in no way meant to offend women who have legitimate claims, because I know I've been there and had legitimate claims. I just chose to handle them in a different manner, but not like you just said. Now, all women are prepared to go eyeball to eyeball, claws out. You know,
right.
Personalities just don't dictate it, yet
no.
They have been seriously sexually harassed.
Right.
And so if I offended anybody, I do apologize for the way I phrased it, because it is hurting legitimate claims.
Yes.
Women like this hurt women who really have serious issues within the workplace. And that pisses me off, because it shouldn't be happening. I mean, a lot of things shouldn't be happening, but they are happening. So these women make it hard for other women to have legitimate claims.
Yeah.
And
that's the sad part of that.
Yeah, it's very, very sad, because then you're going to look at everybody with such scrutiny that you're going to go,
I agree.
And real quick on the Penn State mess. Yeah, they should have been fired. You see that happening, by God, you better go to the police if your boss won't.
I agree. You have to do it. It's the right thing to do. It's the human thing to do. Absolutely. Thanks, Izzy.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, I'm going to leave you with this. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. You know who said that? Steve Jobs.